Now, this program often features three-handed economists, on one hand, on the other hand, on the other hand. So it is refreshing to hear from an expert who will take a firm position on the Picasso that sold this week for the most money ever paid for a painting at auction. Joining us from time to time on this intersection of art and commerce is Blake Gopnik, critic-at-large for ArtNet News and a contributor to the New York Times. Good morning to you, Blake.
Good morning, David.
Now, I'm getting the sense from you already that you would not have paid $179.4 million for this Picasso.
Is my body language giving it away that much? Yes. I think this is a really minor Picasso.
But what do you think drives a price like this? It is, as I had said, the record.
Well, I mean, one of the things about this picture is that it's a kind of pastiche of earlier Picassos. It's like Picasso doing Picasso. And what do very rich people want? They want Picasso-y looking pictures. You could say that the mega collectors are the babies of the art world. They want things that are bright and shiny and colorful and big, and that's what they got with this purchase.
But look, interest rates are low. Big investors are in search of higher returns. Maybe this will be the ticket.
I don't know. Maybe it will be. But the point is that whenever people buy art, they always pretend they're buying it for its art historical value because it matters to the culture at large. And this picture, by the standards of real Picassos, just doesn't really matter. In their publicity, Christie's was turning handsprings to make this thing seem important. They said that it was as good as Guernica from 1937.
As good as Guernica?
As good as Guernica. And that is simply absurd. There's no way this late Picasso, made at a moment when everyone was tired of Picasso, there is no way that this is like one of those world-changing paintings like Guernica.
But the auctioneers, Christie's, knew that this is a moment in time where this is working, where people are willing to pay.
They actually want to set records. If you've got a few dozen billion dollars, it's actually more fun to pay too much for a picture to get the record. So you get headlines. So you get people like me and you talking about your picture. It's more fun to do that than to just buy a picture for a lousy 160 million bucks.
I love how he calls it a picture. I would have thought work of art. Blake Gopnik is one half of the team that brings you Strictly Critical, an online video double act about the art world. There's a bold link to it at artnetnews.com. Blake is also promising he's finishing his Warhol biography.
Yeah, it's well on its way.
Good to hear it, Blake. Thank you.
Thank you, David.